can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, Don, have you noticed that the more we do these podcasts, the more we have political content that we want to speak about, because the whole country and the whole world, in fact, but our country and our state is absolutely preoccupied with political nonsense that's going on, and we address what we think are the topics of the day. And you wait till we get on to, we're just going to do a bit of light-hearted stuff to start with, and we feel like naughty schoolboys, Don, when the doc from Sydney, your mentor, Dr. Ben Fordham, we feel like naughty schoolboys when we do out of sequence the shout-outs and all that, but we might do that to start with, because what's going on in this community, the wheel is turning and people have had a gutful of political issues which are bedeviling the community we live in. And I don't care what people think about what we say or what, because I know for a fact we have the very great majority of people who listen to this agree with what we say on just about everything. So
But the only reason they'd listen is because they share the same view. What about the people who don't share the view, our view on things?
Don,
be a lot of them too.
Don.
By the way,
hang on a minute. Of course, mate, if we've had, I don't know, Podbean, so we've had 11 million downloads since we've been doing it, which is about, I don't know, 50,000 people a week listen to us all around the world. Of course, if they agree, who would listen to us if they don't like us or don't agree with us? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's just a nonsensical statement to make.
Now listen,
maybe we have a lot of people listen to us because they like what we say, and those people who don't like what we say wouldn't listen to us, or they do and then rip us on social media, which, oh gee whiz, boo hoo.
Now listen, newsflash. She's not there.
She's not there. The person on Beaconsfield Parade?
Yes, I craned my neck. I looked back. I nearly ran off the road, screwing the neck back, trying to...
But she might be on furlough, Street. Or
I looked around the building before, around everywhere, unless
might
she's
have
on
gone
the
down,
sand.
Might have got into the city for a vacation and be sleeping rough outside McDonald's or something.
I wonder if St Kilda Council are doing what they're doing in Darwin. They're now going to fine... in Darwin, all those people who are sleeping rough.
That's correct. If you provide alternate accommodation or areas to sleep in, which are away from the CBD, well, let's never complain about a problem unless you have a solution for it, Don.
So what do you say?
Well, they might say, you're not going to sleep rough here in the cities and in the doorways of businesses. But
in Darwin?
Well, anywhere. Here's an area where you can go and sleep rough. And you can go and camp there, and we'll provide maybe some amenities and facilities, but you won't be doing it in the path of tourists and people who are going about their normal commercial business interests and scaring the living shit out of kids and mothers and maybe fathers, but mainly mothers who are walking their kids around, not being beset by beggars and people shouting at you and shooting up and taking drugs, Don, and drinking sherry out of a brown paper bag, which the bottle is inside it. You know all that. So you reckon she's gone. How long do you reckon she's been gone? I reckon she'll
be
back. She's like a homing pigeon.
Yeah, or a possum.
Yeah.
You got to take a possum miles away from where it lives. It'll come back.
Yes, Don. Now,
listen, do you do your own shopping for your groceries and stuff?
No, I have a valet that goes out and does it.
Well, ask your valet next time. Rides in a
stretch limo, and he goes, and I give him a list of items I want, provisions, and he plies his trade out into the... Of course I go and do my shopping.
Okay, well, next time you go in, can you tell me what organic honey is? Now, I was going through my shopping the other day. I went into the shop and organic honey.
Yep.
Could you tell me what organic honey is, please?
As opposed, is this the bees that get it are not...
What?
Not, I'm going to say it on, they're not sort of hybrid bees. They are properly bred original bees, are they?
Original bees? What do you mean?
I'm just
multiply naturally.
I'm joining you in your amazement at it, John. They go and stick their little feelers into the pollen of the flower.
Yeah, but the flower must be organic, do you think?
I don't know. Do you think wild flowers out in the bush
are
organic?
Well, that's what I'm questioning. Normal honey is what type of honey?
No.
You know, or if it's not organic.
Well, I know they mix honeys, and this is a huge industry. They mix honeys with other stuff like maple syrup and other stuff just to make it taste like honey. But that's not 100% pure honey. Organic honey, I have no idea. Maybe, Don, you could busy yourself by Googling that. Do you know there's not a question that Google has been answered that hasn't got an answer to it? Hasn't been asked that hasn't got an answer to it?
Really?
Like... How many grains of sand are there in the world? They will tell you that.
Well, I've got my own beehives, but the little bastards are not producing and haven't done for 12 months, and I don't know why. I go and watch them. They're busy at work. Unbelievable.
Watch the bees.
It's therapeutic watching bees work.
So let me get this, Don. You up in your sort of hobby farm? With the horses, you go down and sit outside a hive
and watch the bees. It's therapeutic.
You sit and watch the hive.
No, the bees fly in and then they wander around.
Manufacture the honey.
Yeah. As long as you don't get in their flight path. I got in the road of their flight path. They must communicate because...
You got much on your plate these
days?
No,
I haven't when I get watching the bees because, as I said, it's a good thing to unwind with watching them.
How else do you
watching
unwind?
Fish. Do you ever watch fish in a bowl? I think that's therapeutic as well. Therapeutic?
Therapeutic.
Yeah, I corrected it. Therapeutic.
Yeah, I know. Well, how could you mix that word up, therapeutic? Fish in a bowl, Don. Have you got fish in a bowl?
No,
how many
I
people
haven't,
have got fish
is,
in a bowl?
It is therapeutic.
Well,
watching
how many
them in
people
an
have
aquarium?
Got fish in a bowl?
Hey?
How many people have got fish in a
bowl
in their house?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's fashionable
anymore. Well, why
did
you say, do you ever go and sit and watch fish in a bowl? Where would you see that?
Well, people used to have aquariums, don't you remember
that? Oh, aquarium.
Yeah.
I see. So you go to the aquarium to watch fish.
No, I don't do it.
Fish
I said
tanks.
It is like, bees are like watching fish in an aquarium.
You go down to Bill Ferg at the Lobster Cave where you went and we went. We went down there and he has fish in an aquarium because he's a fish restaurant, Don. Very successful fish restaurant.
So what's that got to do with therapeutic? So while you're eating your meal at Bill Ferg's, you can watch the fish.
You can see what you're actually eating.
So you just kind of float.
Yeah,
you
feel
you?
Sorry for the fish because you can see I'm probably eating one of his family.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Do you think he keeps them fresh in the aquarium and then just goes and hooks them out?
I don't think he does, Don. A lot of Vietnamese restaurants and Chinese restaurants overseas do that.
Oh, really?
You can go and pick out your fish, and you can see them spear it and take it out, and they chop its head off.
I wonder how much damage. I've often thought about this watching the fishing shows on television. How much damage we're doing to the ocean?
Are you thinking that? Are you?
Yes, by fishing it because we can't see. We don't know.
Are you serious?
I am deadly serious. Deadly
the industry
serious.
Of huge trawlers, huge ships,
yes,
trailing
the
nets
ocean.
For 50 kilometres across the ocean. They're gradually denuding.
Exactly. They've fucked up Port Phillip Bay. Thank God they've stopped the scallop boats. You remember the scallop boats?
Yes, I think Rex Hunt had something to do
with
that.
Yeah, I think he did do
abalone fishing and scallops. I think he canvassed and went to governments, successive governments in Victoria to complain about that.
Well, I wonder how healthy the bay is now with regard to fish.
We were at Bill Ferg's the other day, remember?
Yeah.
And you ordered octopus. and it took 4 hours to come, and you said to the waitress, who you were very keen on, incidentally, you said...
Which one was that? Which one? There was quite a few of them.
She was a Sri Lankan lass.
The small petite lady with the glasses.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, you know exactly who I'm meaning.
I know the one. Yes,
that's it. Yes. And you said, why has it taken 4 hours to get the octopus? And you said, and she said, because we cook them alive and they keep reaching out and turning off the gas. And you said, oh, do they? And she said, that's a joke. Even the Sri Lankan lass saw the humour in that. So that is, now I was going to say something about what you were talking about, the fish and the woman. You say, you reckon the woman's gone, do you?
Yes.
Okay, so now...
We'll wait till next week, though.
So these are, I know, the doc. The doc probably listens on the way home from his very, very high...
No, he's too busy to listen.
High rating broadcast on the way home to the matrimonial home with Jody, and he probably gets back to the house there after having listened to the podcast, driving back to his abode, and he probably keeps the marriage together because he walks in with a smile on his face because he'd be delighted to see.
No, he's got duties to do. He's got to look after the kids.
That's right. Well, he might get on very well with the kids as a result of just getting chipper about listening to us.
You're getting what?
Chipper.
What's chipper?
Oh, Don.
Where do you pick these words out?
Chipper, man.
Chipper.
Oh, you've never heard.
No.
He's chipper.
No.
Oh, like chirpy, chipper. You dumbass. You are seriously...
Now, give us the word again, chipper.
Yes,
I thought that was a thing you put logs in and sends out wood chips.
Well,
chipper.
Well, that probably spelt a different way, Don.
C-H-I-P-P-E-R. Chipper.
You know, I think it's C-H-I... It's a slang term.
Oh, meaning, slang.
Well, most of the things... You used a word before. You said... do you think we've fucked up the bay? Where do you think fuck came from? Now, just think about that. Well, where do you think the word fuck came from? What does that mean?
I know
you know what it means, but where do you think that came from?
No, you tell me.
Go on.
See, this is where we need somebody to...
Go
on to the internet, whatever you call it.
Shut up. I don't have to go to the internet to look up what the word fuck means, or where it came from. I think it came from, it's an acronym. Do you know what an acronym is? What's an acronym, Don? We can educate people here. This is like play school. What's an acronym?
Well, I know what a simile is.
What's a metaphor? What's a simile?
Yeah,
what is an acronym?
Come on, I don't know.
You don't know.
No.
An acronym is a word that you can pronounce, which starts with the first letter of all the words that are in it, like UNESCO or Qantas or WHO, the World Health Organization. I'm telling you this. If you can't pronounce the word like, I'll give you an example in a minute, like CSIRO, you can't say CICERO, or I suppose you can, but... fuck, I believe, is an acronym, and it means for unlawful carnal knowledge. For unlawful...
POMI is the same, isn't it? Prisoners of...
For unlawful carnal knowledge. So why did I get onto acronyms?
Because you said I fucked up the bail.
No, I was getting onto something else.
You're getting old.
No, but because you keep bloody...
No.
I'm saying the doc, you ring me and
you tell me you've told me and you get all upset. Your mind is gradually going.
The doc will be on the way home listening to the podcast. Chipper. That's it. I'm going to look up Chipper. And he'll be wandering in and Jody will say,
"You
got a smile on your face, darling,
or
sweetheart, or pet." And he'll say, "My word, I've been listening to how fucking stupid Don Scott is. Do you know who Don Scott is?" And she'll say, "No, I don't know who Don Scott is." Well, he was a very, very big Leviathan and a big, strong brute
Jody's
when he played football.
Jody's a very well-educated academic. She wouldn't be into sport.
I didn't say she wasn't an academic. If I can just get my phone to work. Chipper. I'm going to look up Chipper.
Hey, listen, you know, so I've been onto the state of the roads, don't you?
Yep.
For a long time. Don't swear and don't. You, since you've been on the painkillers, you've been very level in your moods. Now, come on, steady, steady. Don't throw the phone down.
Won't go around the right way. Go on.
The difference between you and a kid is just the toys you play with.
Go on, do something while I try and do this.
Well, you're not listening, so what's the
point? I'm listening.
No, you're not.
I am
no,
listening.
No, you're just giving me token effort.
Here we go. Now, Chipper. I'm going to look up Chipper. Oh, just
the Asperger's has kicked in.
Chipper. C-H-I-P-P-A. Chipper. Here we go. Chipper. Chipper meaning. Here we go.
How have you spelled it? C-H-I-P-P-A.
C-H, don't say H.
No, don't get pull me up on that shit. Double P-A. Is that how you spelt it?
Well, it says it here, Chipper.
Or E-R. Like chopper.
Here are all the possible meanings of the word chipper. Oh, I can't be bothered doing
it. Oh, jeez, you've wasted all
that. Well, there's just two. Actually, means a bullient, up and about, and in a good mood. That's one of them. A bullient. Do you know what a bullient means?
So does the rest of the population.
A bullient?
Yes, come on. You and your retentive me. You've fucking, all you've done is recite.
It's like speaking to the back of a handball court. Now, Oxford Don. Dictionary. So we're at the dock. the dock. Now, Leezy. Do you know Leezy?
No, tell me who Leezy
is. Leezy is from L.A. Auto Repairs in Cromwell.
Is this the bloke you had the blue with?
No, I didn't have a blue with
him. Well, you had a blue with one of your mechanics. You're always blueing with someone.
No, Don. Leezy is from L.A. Smash Repairs or L.A. Auto Repairs and his son, Stephen. They are...
Where are they?
High-end repairers.
Where are they?
And he sent me a... They're in Collingwood.
Oh, no, this guy you had the blue with is down in Dandenong.
South Dandenong. He has one of my cars at the minute because it broke down.
There's a blue coming there.
No, there's not. And so he sent me a photograph of a bloke who dropped in to LA Smash Repairs or Auto Repairs in Cromwell Street, Collingwood, where I take my cars and everyone of any note takes them. He sent me a photo of a bloke called, wait for this, Tony Curtis. Don't say, oh, is that the Tony Curtis?
Right, keep going.
And he said he just walked in unannounced. He didn't make a song and dance about it, but he said, where did you get that cap? And he said, oh, I got it from MichaelChristianMenswear.com.
Who, Leezy got it or
no,
this
the
Tony
bloke
Curtis.
Who dropped in, Tony Curtis, had You Cannot Be Serious cap.
Really?
He was just wearing it. And Leezy sent
did
me
Did he have a scar around his hair? Was that covering the scar? Tony?
What?
The scar.
Go on, Don. Is this an attempted humour? You're the most humourless person. You have no idea how to listen to a joke. You interrupt it just as the punchline's coming, or you don't get it. So what's the scar around the top of his head got to do with it?
All of the above.
Well, because he's got to have been circumcised, has he? Or what's happened? So Leezy sends me Tony Curtis wearing one of MichaelChristianMenswear.com hats. Now, do you remember last week? You wait, we've got some political stuff to talk about. We're just lightening up here first. Do you remember that last week I said Mike, I'm calling him now, Mike Christian.
No, it's Michael.
Ah, oh, fuck you. Mike Christian, I'm calling him Mike because I've got knowing that well I can call him Mike now. He said, I said last week that he was bringing out a limited range of hats like, you know, the Donald Trump MAGA hats. You know,
what?
with the red hat with the white writing. God, are they clamouring out for Trump to come back to run that country? That dopey man who is retarded.
Oh, you're being a bit cruel.
I'm not, mate, please, you don't follow it.
I do follow it.
Joe Biden. He's going to, Dave, you know those four banks have closed down his economic policies. Anyhow, so this is political. So Michael Christian Menswear, he's bringing out a limited range. Remember I said he was going to put 17 on the side of it. and 23, and he was going to send them over and we were going to sign them. Well, he said, why did you say Don was going to be on the side of the hat? Not that Mick doesn't want you to be on the side of the hat, but I hadn't run this past you, I just said it. He said, does Don know that 23 is going to be on the side of the hat? I said, oh, I don't know if he does or not. So maybe it's just going to have my name on the side of it with 17.
That's all right.
Mick said, why did you say that? He said, now because I've got to make hats with 23 and 17 on them. I said, well, go ahead, Mick. So you can instead, they're limited.
Well, he's doing nothing.
Is he
still attempting to write humour? Comedy?
No, that's Barney McCusker.
Barney it's writes, Michael he doesn't write Christian anything. Who tries.
Anyhow, he had a shout-out, just one shout-out before we get on to...
Who?
Michael Christian had one shout-out, a bloke called Gillard.
Gillard,
G-I-L-A-D. Gillard or Gillard. And have a guess where he's from.
Paris.
He's from Israel.
Oh, bullshit.
He is. I don't know if he's... What's the capital of Israel?
Tel Aviv. Or Jerusalem.
Well, that's what I'm asking. We should know that. I think it's actually Tel Aviv, isn't it? Well, he was from Israel, Gillard, and he's got a hat there saying you cannot be serious.
Really?
But that's what Mick says. That's a shout-out to Mick. And, of course, those hats you can buy just... I don't know how he keeps up with
What about those mad runners that listen to this podcast? They run around Israel and...
Israel?
And anyhow, you know, and all those rockets are coming across. You've got to be mad to go running around there.
James Stewart from...
Jimmy?
Yep, from Marijuana Oil or Plant-Based Recuperative Medicines or whatever he calls them, but we call them Marijuana Oil. He has been inundated with people wanting hats and also the marijuana oil. And someone said the marijuana oil, it seems to be, if you just look at it on face value, pretty expensive. And, of course, it is not expensive because it costs as much as a cup of coffee a day to get a month's supply. So would you forego or... delegate a money that goes to buying coffee to getting marijuana oil because it is of great therapeutic, it is a panacea to a lot of the ails and illnesses, not illnesses, but debilitating movement that you have and I have, and we use it because it frees up my fingers, which get a bit stiff. It's not for severe pain, but it is for sleep. And isn't it, Don?
And you know, the other thing,
you were up lecturing about it the other day.
I know that, and I've been thinking the last couple of days.
Have you?
My migraines, I'm not getting them as frequent as what I was, and I wonder whether the marijuana oil's got anything to do with that.
Oh, well, let's say it has, Don.
Why?
Well, if you're taking it...
There's been no studies on this.
I'm just saying, if you... have been getting migraines and suddenly you've been taking marijuana oil and you're not getting them, there'd be a fair chance that it would have something to do with it, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. I've just they really should do a lot of... They should get it on the PBS.
Now, this is the last thing before we get onto a serious subject because the wheel is eventually turning. Now, Kate Save. I spoke to Kate and I said, now, Kate, how's the Be Fit Food going? And she said, it's going very well. I know you've had conversations with her. So this is what we're going to do, Don. We're going to do this. If you mention, if you order Be Fit Food from Kate Save, and you can also get it at Chemist Warehouse at Brunswick and Dandenong and other selected stores, you'd have to go onto their website. If you mention that using the code SAS, what do you think that means?
Smart as Sam.
It could have been smart as Don, but
no,
that acronym...
would be sad.
That would be sad.
No.
And we don't want to say it's sad. We want to say it's SAS.
Yeah.
So smart as Sam, that is an acronym, Don. That's because you can pronounce the word like smart as Don is sad. But it's smart as, if you mention the code SAS, they will give you, now it doesn't sound a lot, they'll give you 5% off.
Hang on, so if they're having their sale, a 10% sale, you will get another 5% off the 10%? Come on.
How would I know
Why
that?
Why don't you ask these questions?
Kate said that if you mention the code SAS when you put an order in, either by mentioning it to the person over the counter or when you order online, they will automatically deduct 5% off the bill. Now, it doesn't sound a lot. So if you buy $100 worth of food, 5% would be? Don?
Hmm?
Incidentally, those crickets, did you know someone said, your girlfriend, Sue Stanley, said that she...
How is she?
Hang on, Don. She was watching Channel 7 in the morning show, and someone couldn't answer a question, and they heard the cricket sound, like that sound.
And you think they're plagiarised, the crickets?
They said that she said that I've never heard that before on Channel 7, but they reckon, she reckons, she doesn't reckon, we reckon they got it from us.
Oh, they're plagiarised.
So 5% of $100 is what, Don? Is what? Now, come on, stupid. Oh, if 10% is $10, so you get $5 off if you purchase $100 worth of food.
So what if you bought $140 worth of it?
$140?
Mm.
Well, all right. Well, $4 is 10% of $40 and 2%, so you'd get... you'd get $7 off.
Because the reason I asked that is Dean Morris... Oh, I won't mention his surname. Dean. I saw Dean the other
day. You won't mention Dean Morris's surname? Yeah, okay. Well, so what
anyway,
does Dean
I've
Morris...
got his shopping list. He was down at... I went down to BeFit Food and Dean bought $140 worth of food.
Right, that's $7.
He loaded up for 2 weeks. He has lost, I think it was 4 kilos...
In how long?
3 weeks.
Well, that's...
4 or 5 kilos in 3 weeks.
Well, I'm very glad you said
why?
That.
Why?
I'm about to tell you. Because I was speaking to, for about another matter, Neil Mitchell. Do you know who Neil Mitchell is?
Yeah, he's on... he lives at Flinders.
He is Australia's... He is Victoria's number one broadcaster. Like Ben Fordham is in Sydney. Neil Mitchell has been number one here in the morning forever and a day. And I was speaking to him about another matter and we got on to talking about how's your weight. And I said, how's your weight? He said, I'd like to lose about 5K.
You know what he does, Neil? He sits on, he goes home to and sits on his ride-on mower. He's got a Toro and he mows his lawn fastidiously. So he should get out there with a push
what was
mower.
That? What does he mow his lawn?
Fastidiously he mows that lawn. He's very conscious of his lawn around the house. And he's got a Toro right on.
You've got the educational skills of a fucking cicada. What did you say? Fastidiously.
Fastidiously.
That's it.
What?
Took you 4 goes. So why did you interrupt me? I was talking about Neil Mitchell, who said he was...
We talk about mowers. Neil and I talk about mowers and lawns.
He thought he would like to use, and I don't like to broadcast confidential conversations.
Well, don't.
But no, he won't mind me saying this. Because I said, oh, yeah, weight's okay. He said, I'd just like to just drop about 5K. And I said to him, and I assure you he's not endorsing BeFit Foods, but I said... I will guarantee, Neil, that if you go on a regime or a course of BeFit food for 4 weeks,
That's a long time.
Well, you said the man lost...
yeah, but what he's doing...
4K in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but what he went hard for 2 weeks and now he's having it, I think, once a day.
Well, I wish I could go hard for 2 weeks. Now, listen, I said to him, I'll guarantee if you get onto BeFit Food, and he's not endorsing it, incidentally, but I said, if you get onto BeFit Food, mention the code SAS. No, I didn't say that. I guarantee you'll lose 5K in 4 weeks.
Have you spoken to him since?
Well, I only spoke to him yesterday, Don.
Oh. Well, my shape of the stomach, I get on over a weekend because I can't be bothered cooking. My body shape has changed since I've been on it. stomach. I think we eat too much food.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. We do.
Of course we do. 50% of the world's obese.
Well, geez, go and have a coffee and have a look at the obese people in Melbourne.
I know you do that, Don. I know you do
far
that.
Far out.
So, and then Kate also said, because she sent this to you. I know she said this because she sent this to you. And this was an interesting thing, I thought. Where is Kate? Christ.
Don't blaspheme.
Sorry, yeah, I shouldn't blaspheme. But here she is. She said, I can't read all this out. Anyhow, a bloke was run over. His wife was run over. Did you read that? Because she sent it to you as well. Don't tell me you're not reading any of her texts. She said a bloke called Scott Carson lost 5K, and he is training to be a half Ironman, not to be a half Ironman. He's doing the half course to be an Ironman. And he said his wife was run over, and he's quit his job to concentrate on the fact. Anyhow, go on, tell me. Well, he changed his passion. He quit his job and he started the business of Smiles to get people connected to their community and to help and be comforted by each other, because the person who ran over his wife didn't stop and she was seriously injured. And he has now bought out these little socks.
Socks? So what?
He's bought out happy yellow crazy socks. And they're a gift for everyone, and he'll send us both a pair. They're black dots for the days when you're having a dark day, and bright yellow smiley face socks when you're having good days. So but you can't be up and about all day, every week. Sometimes you have dark days. So I don't even know when you mentioned that, because that doesn't make a lot of sense. But the Be Fit Food thing, I'm going to keep Mitchell to. I hope Mitchell. It does, Mr. Mitchell. I hope he does buy the Be Fit Food. Not that he's endorsing it. And I bet you he'll lose 5K if he does. Now,
the other good thing is she's a young person, or much younger than us, and she's having a go. Can I mention someone else who's having a go?
Yeah, quickly.
Scott and Ebony. Now, they are compounding chemists. Do you know what a compounding chemist is?
One that gets the pestle and
what?
It gets the dish and the pestle with the stick.
What's a pestle? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Go on.
Anyway, they're compounding chemists, and I'm going to take them up because they've got their business in Wendouree. I'm sure it's Wendouree. It's in Ballarat.
That's a pestle, Don. A pestle is a bowl and it's a stick. You mash it up. Yeah, that's a pestle.
Okay, I've learned something.
As opposed to you who are a pisser.
Anyway, there's a lot of old horse remedies that used to be made up by compounding chemists. Yep. You can't get them nowadays because everything comes in a tube or it's already made. So I'm going to go through my book of old horse remedies and I will get Scott and Ebony if the products are still around. Now, they're in Wendouree. That's a suburb of Ballarat, isn't it?
It is. That's where they had the rowing during the 56 Olympics.
Well done.
On the lake.
Well done.
And the lake now is just a field.
What, of weeds?
Yes, because no water.
Really?
Drought made it redundant.
Oh. Anyway, they're compounding chemists. I think their shop is called Prospect. And I would go and support them because they're young people having a go. And there's not enough of young people in our society. We're a lot of bludgers nowadays and it gives me the shits.
Now, I was going to read out what we were going to get onto, but this is far too serious to just read this out now on behind this lighthearted chat we're having. So we're not closing off yet, but I'm going to do this in the second segment because the whole community, Australia, the world is changing. People have had a gutful of the woke bullshit that is being laid on us by activists and people who want us to live a different lifestyle without actually asking us. And a woman wrote a fantastic article, a very learned woman wrote a fantastic article about people deciding who run organisations and sporting bodies who run all these organisations, and they take it on themselves to say this is the way things are going and this is how we want you to think, without asking the people who are part of those organisations if they agree or not. And you know, there's a senator called Alex Antic, a South Australian
Liberal
senator.
Liberal senator.
And if that man is not a Prime Minister, Prime Minister material.
And it gives a bit of hope, because there's another lady, Jacinta Price.
And she
common, both of them have got common sense.
And one is Indigenous and the other's Caucasian.
I don't care what they are, but I, no, as but long as you've point. Got common sense.
That's the point, Don. If you criticise or take issue with someone who is not your skin colour, you are automatically branded a racist, which
oh,
is...
that's bullshit.
Of course it's bullshit, Don, but that's reverse racism. So, and we're not going to do this now, but this when has been this has been going around on all the social platforms, this man's, what he said, and 90% of the community would agree with this person, and the people who don't agree are the activists.
So when are we? What are you going to do? I want
to. I'm going to do it. Not this. We're going to do it in part two of this, but we're still continuing with all this other nonsense.
Jeez, you're a control freak.
No, we'll go on.
Well, I thought this was an informal forum.
This is. We're doing it informally.
Well,
now.
I'm going to tell you about the roads. You told me the only subject I know. You know the state of the roads. I went to Queensland last year. Had to get my truck roadworthy. Took the trailer off.
It's been on there.
Just listen. Do you know how the bloody plate, the fifth wheel, has cracked? That is because of the roads.
Yep.
I haven't used the trailer. I've used it twice in 6 months, 8 months. It's been on. The trailer's been on in the garage, in the shed. Took it off, went and got it right, and they picked up the cracks in the fifth wheel or the hitch. Now, that is a result of the roads. And our friend, Shane Crawford and I are talking. We're plotting a course. I'm going to Queensland this year with the horses.
Oh, again. You've been going to do that. You keep
I know.
There's
something comes up each time. But
your
I'm,
health?
Yes.
Yeah, the
I've
health
got to
of
have
the
an
truck.
Operation for carpal tunnel.
Someone
out.
Ran over the horse the other
exactly. Oh, don't start me on that one, please.
Well, it ran over the horse.
Fucking killed the horse.
Yeah, that's
bastards.
Right.
Bastards. They left the gate open. Don't get me going on that, please.
No, all right, I won't, Don.
Because she's over.
No, so Don.
Anyway, the state of our roads, even down where I live on the peninsula, are shocking. I've watched the road, the main road in front of my house, and the council won't take responsibility. They say it's a government issue, state government issue. That's the main. Everybody is shoving and handballing. And you got contractors who do the job. They want to stay in business, so they don't do a good job on fixing up the holes. Driving to Ballarat last week, that is an absolute disgrace for a
four-lane.
Why
did you go to Ballarat?
To talk about marijuana oil.
You're talking about it.
Yes, because I use it.
Ah, so they were asking you what benefit you get out
yes.
of it. You're not lecturing people on marijuana oil, are you?
No, I just say it. I preface
dumbass.
It by saying it works for me. I'm not going to say it's going to work for you, but
right.
That's certainly...
Oh, I thought you said you're lecturing.
But anyway, more important, this road to Ballarat and on the way back, a disgrace. A four-lane freeway, highway. I'd hate to think what the road is like from Ballarat to Adelaide.
When you went to
the new
seminar,
highway
is did they do Welcome to Country before you got up and spoke?
Bullshit.
Did they do that?
No, I would have walked out.
Good on you. Go on.
Anyway... The state of our roads, it's a disgrace. I've talked to people who live in the country, and you, the country people, don't get enough recognition. Now, you wouldn't be aware of this because you drive around Port Melbourne. The roads are good around here, but you don't get out in the country and you don't know. They are treated like second-rate citizens, the people in the country, with regard to infrastructure.
Mm.
And it's right. about time, and it's not only Victoria, it's New South Wales, it's South Australia, and it's Queensland. And I reckon the reason that is because these governments are in debt. Our state government's in debt. Did you see Tim Pallas trying to get a bit more GST out of the government? Because you and I, together with our grandchildren, owe $30,000 each.
Ahead.
It's unbelievable.
What about the disgraceful, corrupt land tax they've suddenly thrust on the Victorian...
No, that's been there for a while.
Not the increase. Not the increase.
They've put an increase now.
Put an increase on land? Do you
hang on,
follow anything?
What?
Do you follow anything?
Well,
the exorbitant increase in land tax is almost criminal. Now, Don.
Yeah, because they're buggered.
Because they're socialists, that's why.
Why has that got to do anything
with... Because they want government to control everyone's spending and who...
hey, listen, they don't, talking about government... Sorry, Don. Talking about government, the other thing that incensed me yesterday, bloody Albanese gets up and he's over in America and they're doing a deal on submarines. And he said it's going to, create employment. I thought, who is going to pay for these bloody submarines? It might create employment, but the money's not going to come from overseas. It's just going to be regurgitated within Australia. Mm. So who's going to pay for that? And what benefit is it to the workforce? It might give you a job, but someone's got to pay. The government will certainly have to pay. So where do the government get the money? From you and I.
So do you see how all, as I said at the start of this, all our topics now tend to revolve around political chat and discussion because we are being politicised within an inch of our lives. So this is the second last thing that we'll do.
I want to talk about Pauline Hanson too. No,
hang on, Don. So there's a survey came out. I'm not making it up. You can check all this. These are the most educated countries in the world. The most educated, right? They do a quantum search of people who pass exams or pass schooling or whatever or achieve. And these are the list. This is the survey. Number one, what do you reckon the number one most educated population is in the world? Well, you won't get it. It's Switzerland, right?
Really?
Then this is what it says.
This is interesting.
So it goes Switzerland.
Yes.
Japan. Would you think that their kids are well educated?
What about Germany?
Don.
Come on.
I'm reading down the list, man. Switzerland, Japan, Sweden, Germany, the UK. Now, have a listen to this. Listen to where Australia and America come. Denmark. Norway, so these are the...
yeah, I know, Scandinavian countries.
Thank you, Don. Finland, Canada and the Netherlands, right? They're the top 10.
Right.
Right, these are the bottom. So then, 11th is France. 12th is Australia.
12th.
That's what it says, Don. Then it goes South Korea, Italy, USA is 21st. USA, because do you know why? They are so intent on diversity, inclusion and equity.
Oh, I don't think... Come on, mate.
Don, please, you've got to follow this. Every job and every institution...
Mate, you're wrong. You are wrong.
Don, please.
There are other factors.
Don, every institution, whether it be a government institution or a bank or every department and organisation now is required by the government to employ people on diversity, inclusion and equity. Nothing to do with the meritocracy. It's to do with your skin colour.
It is.
Absolutely, Don. Please, you don't follow it, mate. All you do is watch diversity on the ABC.
In actual fact, I should ask Ben. Is he coming on today?
No, he's not, Don. He comes on every other week and he was on last week. You sit down there watching bees fuck around with each other on your hive and you've got no idea what goes on on the greater world. And then it goes down Australia, USA. Then it goes Spain, Israel and China. China is 26.
Israel would be right up there, wouldn't it?
Well, it doesn't say it is.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just reading out the list. I don't know why it doesn't. So that's what it says here. And then finally from me, Don, on a lighthearted note, now you'll think I'm making this up, but I'm not. There's a medical journal called European Urology. It's a journal in Europe. And it says this. Please don't think I'm being... untoward or being deliberately smutty or grubby. But I thought you might resonate with this.
What, because I'm grubby and smutty?
I thought you might find this amusing because you'd think I'm making it up, but I'm not. It says, this is what the headline is, men should masturbate 21 times a month according to science. And this is what it says. This is what it says. If you want to cut down on the risk of prostate cancer, then you need to, and then inverted commas, choke the chicken. Choke the chicken on a pretty regular basis. So this is what the journal says. You need to choke the chicken, which means take the male member in both hands and give it a dead set squeezing and see if you can make it vomit.
That'd be I can just imagine. Choke the chicken. You've got to grab the chicken with two hands its neck.
So if you're going to strangle a chicken, I suppose you'd grab it, or a chook, you'd grab it by the neck and you'd pull it, wouldn't you?
Well, no, you're going to choke it, so you just grab it with two hands.
They've used a little bit of poetic license, Don.
That's a pretty big neck, isn't it, two hands?
Well, you can have them overlapping, or you can just do it with one hand or two fingers, if you like, in your case and mine. So it says you've got to choke the chicken 21 times a, what did I say, 21 times a month. So that's
once a day, nearly.
Nearly once a day.
You have the weekends off?
Well, you probably to get
5 days of work.
Probably to let
days.
The blisters heal up on your hand, I suppose. I don't know.
So that's Monday to Friday. You give it.
Why
a bit
couldn't
of
you
a,
get someone you, in to
Monday
do it?
Monday to Friday have Saturday Sunday off.
Why couldn't you get someone in to do it for you?
Well, you could.
Hello, is that you? Is that you, Marilyn?
No, hang on. Doesn't necessarily have to be Marilyn.
No, it could be anyone. Is that you? What are you doing? You couldn't come around and choke the chicken for me. I'm just a bit on the word processor, and if you could just give us a hand.
Hang on,
no,
what's
pun
the benefit
intended
of it? What do they say the benefit of?
Well, I didn't read the whole article. I can read it out if you like. The benefit would be that they want your
stimulates the endorphins in the body.
Fucking would it ever? Jesus, if you're doing it 21 times a day, you'd be walking around with a perpetual hard on. You'd have to get a pair of baggy tweeds and smuggle your dick into the city, see if you can let it loose in there. That was my two things the most educated countries in the world.
And choking the chook.
And masturbating at least 21 times. I don't want to get too...
Is that both for men and women?
I don't think women can choke their own
chicken.
No,
but they
chicken.
Can masturbate.
Oh, really, Don? Yeah, I don't think that they have a prostate, do they?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, it said if you want to cut down on the risk of prostate cancer, choke the chicken 21 times a month at least. I don't think, as I understand it, mind you, in this day and age, plenty of women might have prostates because those who have transgendered would say they're women, but they would still have a prostate. You wait till we get on to the way the world is turning, but this is a serious subject about agenda and the bullshit we put up with, the bullshit that we cop in the name of not pushing back and trying to offend people. And I'll say this again. We are living in times where intelligent people are being silenced so that stupid people won't be noticed. I didn't make that up, but that is one of the best sayings.
You plagiarised it.
I did. I just said I didn't make that up.
Well, who are you crediting it?
What's that word, Don?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out credit.
Yeah,
with an ING on it.
Try it again.
Who am I?
You're going.
Crediting.
Yep, crediting, yep.
Yes.
Who am I crediting
for that, Johnny?
Well, I don't
you
know.
You should acknowledge those people because you're a plagiarist. You're just trying to make yourself more intellectually important or relevant.
Hey, a plagiarist is someone who mentions something and doesn't say that it was someone else who said it or thought it up. I said, I didn't make this up.
You've plagiarised everybody. W.C. Fields.
But I say...
Jeff Kennett.
Don, if you say W.C. Fields said this, and I can do that, throughout the Middle Ages, the use of alcohol was universal and drunkenness was so common it was unnoticed. It was called the Middle Ages because no one could walk home unless they were between two other people. I was the middle guy. So that's not plagiarism because I said W.C. Fields said that. And if I said Jeff Kennett was down at training the other day and he said, hello, Don, come on, bring the footballs over here. I've put this club on the map. I say that is Jeff Kennett. I don't try and pretend that I
was
made
Alan
it up.
Was Alan Seal at that training night?
He was.
Oh, I think there. He went down to see that. What's that other fellow, that other gardening
fellow?
Hello, Kevin Hines.
Kevin Hines, so what? Tonight I'm going to pot iris. And Alan Seal said, what did you say then? I got lace bugs and moss. He whistles. I can't whistle like he can. Anyhow, so there we are, Don. So the old chestnuts, they're a winner, aren't they? Yeah, so...
oh, shit, I need a caffeine hit. Come on, finish this up, will you, please? I'm going to get a caffeine hit.
All right, well, so that's it now. We're coming back. And
well, I've got to talk about Alan Antic when we come back, and I want to talk about Dan Andrews.
Right. Okay, so that's it.
And Pauline Hanson.
Okay.
Bailey Smith.
Shut the... Right, here we... Hang on. What am I doing here? No, I'm...
Because you ain't treating me right. Come back again.